Welcome to the Oregon Department of Transportation podcast. This is number one in a series of podcasts presented by the Oregon Department of Transportation. Title of this podcast is Oregon Coast Ferries along US 101. When the highway system was first designated, there were a considerable number of ferries, some of which were operated by counties as a free service, while private companies owned others as toll ferries. The 1849 Oregon Ferries Act required that every keeper of a ferry shall furnish and keep a good, tight boat for the safe and speedy transportation of all passengers, their teams, horses, cattle, and other animals, as well as their goods and effects. As highway conditions improved and the population grew in the late 1800s and early 1900s, passenger and vehicle demand on the ferry system increased significantly. The Oregon State Highway Commission, forerunner of the Oregon Department of Transportation, assumed control over the automobile ferries on the highway system to provide continuity and improved service. The commission provided free ferry service, which was funded through revenues derived from gasoline taxes and vehicle registration fees. In 1935, 35 automobile ferries operated on the Oregon State Highway System, though many more existed. Most of these ferries were along major rivers, including the Columbia, the Willamette, and the Snake Rivers, though a few ferries operated at smaller crossings on the John Day, Mackenzie, and Coquille Rivers. The Commission operated five ferries along the Oregon Coast Highway, US 101, at Newport, Waldport, Florence, Reedsport, and North Bend. Some of the ferries used at these locations, such as the Westport and the Cathlamet, were transferred from their normal routes between Westport and Puget Island in the Columbia River. By the early 1930s, ferries along the Oregon coast were unable to keep pace with high traffic demand and mounting costs associated with operating and maintaining the ferries. This left the commission with little choice but to construct bridge crossings at Yaquina Bay, Alsea Bay, Siuslaw River, Umpqua River, and Coos Bay. At Coos Bay alone, ferries transported nearly 350,000 automobiles, more than 1 million passengers, and 1,570 head of livestock in 1935. Between 1931 and 1935, an estimated $5,900,000 was spent to construct bridges along US 101, including the now iconic Condi B. McCullough bridges. Ferries at these locations ended operations by 1936. In 1945, R.H. Baldock, an Oregon State Highway engineer, stated, "We have found that ferries are, at best, a very unsatisfactory arrangement, and we have replaced them as soon as possible." Indeed, by the end of World War II, all but two of the automobile ferries on the highway system had been replaced by bridges. The last ferry on the state highway system provided service between Astoria and Washington State until 1964, when the Astoria-Megler Bridge was completed. Reference material for this podcast was obtained from the ODOT History Center and the publication, A History of Oregon Ferries Since 1826 by Charles F. Querrey.